So we're gonna switch things up.
Assalamu alaikum.
How about we both just say it at the same time, right? 3, 2, 1.
Assalamu alaikum.
Bro. Man, editing this is gonna be a bitch. Actually, anyway, so my name is Omar.
And I am Amir.
And we're pretty fucking hyped today.
Not really, but like direct Islamabad se.
Ek aur peshkash.
So let's get into it.
And you guys already probably know what the fuck is going on. So that's what it is.
Burger boys. Burger. Direct from Islamabad.
So, what do you want to talk about today? Like, it's been a whole week and you delayed a recording process to the end of the week. What's that about, man?
Right? Everything's fucking my fault, right? Get the fuck out of here. Nothing's my fault, right? Acha, number one, I have lots of things to share. Alright, so I'm gonna start sharing right now. Okay, I went to the gym this past week. I went to the gym this past week. And it was like this, it was like a gym that it's not normally accessible for all of the public, right? If you understand, you understand. It's not some VIP gym or anything, it's just not accessible for the public. So I go inside this gym and I walk in at 7:45, right? And this is like, we're closing in 15 minutes, we close at 8. Okay, first of all, what type of goddamn gym closes at 8 p.m.? Number two, you guys should understand by now what I'm trying to say. You must understand. I walk in at 7:45. This is like, okay, you know what? We're closing at 8, but, you know, for you, I'll open an extra 5 minutes. I'm like, thank you very much for your Hassan, right? Anyway, so I start working out, put my goddamn headphones in, I put the music on blast, and I just start, you know, going at it, right? You know how it is. I'm a big gym boy and everything. So just put that, right? Right? Acha. So at this point, what I do is I start working out and I'm medagaron, I'm going at it, right? And I get up and I turn around and there's like, I shit you not, man, there's 5 people just staring at me, okay? I know you're not gonna believe me. See, you're not even saying anything right now because this is your not believing me face, right?
Pant pad gayi thi.
What are you? No, man, I kill it in
you
the
were
gym.
Showing too much skin.
Actually, ek minute, if meri pant pad gayi thi, this is your fault because you give me the pants that I wear, all right? And this is not to say that me and Omer share pants, all right? Omer bhai has a brand, he makes pants, and I wear those pants to the gym specifically. Right?
No pants problem.
Okay, tujhe pata hai, squat proof, right?
Yeah,
acha. So I get up and these guys are looking at me, right? Or two uncles, say like old uncles, right? Or teen like hamari age group ke, like 20, 25 type, right? Acha, so I go, aur ek banda, like I take my AirPod off, you know, flex, right? And then this guy approaches me. He must have been like, again, 20-ish. And he's like, yaar, bhai, sorry to disturb you. I'm like, huh? And I'm walking, I'm annoyed because there's only like 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes left. And he's like, yaar, yaar, bahut achha laga rahe ho, right? I was like, thanks. I was like, thanks, bro. And he's like, yeah, would you mind, right? Would you also mind teaching us as well? I'm like, yeah, kya seekhne, right? And for God, my ego was getting up there, man, right? He was straight up, right? I was like, all right. I was happy as hell. I was like, man, kya seekhne, yaar, batao, yaar. So these uncles are asking me, these guys are asking me, right? And main, achha, mazi ki baat ye hai ki main laga raha hun set, right? Aur phir the manager of the gym, he's also joined us now too, theek hai? He was a cool guy too, right? And he's also standing with all of these people. And main bas laga raha hun. I'm getting the shoulder press. They're dead silent. I drop the weights, phir baatein shuru. They're like, achha, how do you do this? How is your firm? Khane mein kya khate ho? How many times you eat keema? How many times you eat chicken? Like, what is the scene with all this stuff? Main kya khaun? Main kya na khaun, right? These were on it. They were just asking me questions. Achha, the best thing is that the guy opened the gym for like another solid 45 minutes for me. So the gym closed at like 8:45 and he was just sitting there. Everybody was chilling, man. Kafi baatein bhi hui hain, you know, and just getting at it, man. You know how it is.
So like you're attracting like old uncle and middle-aged managers now.
Achha,
it's like, what kind of vibes do you give? Is it like the same morning story you told us last week?
Get the hell out of here, man. Ek minute. This has nothing to do with the morning story, all right? I might have been moaning a little bit, but that's besides the point.
Wasn't that like your mating call or something?
I told you that was not my mating call because I am not of that orientation, okay? I'm not of that sexual orientation, right? Get out of here, all right? What's been going on in your week?
Yeah, mera to koi itna khas nahi tha is hafte mein, just like a lot of bouncing around, trying to find things to do. And
what does that mean?
Huh?
Were you bouncing, bro? You bouncing?
Man,
bro?
I don't know. I'm just trying to find some new things to like spend my time on.
Achha, hey, man, you can't be this goddamn ambiguous, man. Bata yaar kya scene hai?
Yaar, kuch bhi nahi. Like most of what I did this week was like follow-ups on what we have talked about before.
Okay.
So coronavirus got a new name.
Oh, huh? What was the name again?
Now it's called COVID-19.
COVID?
Co from corona, vei from virus, and D for disease, and 19 for 2019.
Achha, virus bhi hai, disease bhi hai.
Yeah, because many people started calling it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus, huh. So the Chinese people were very pissed. So WHO made this whole name up and it took them like 2 weeks to come up with this name.
Ek to banate bhi virus hai, theek hai, and then they get triggered when it's not called what they want it to be called.
Yeah, so like the statistics are the same, like the numbers are increasing, but the ratio of patients to deaths is like the same.
Okay.
So yeah, nothing much there. Or iske alawa yaar, pretty depressing weekend because like... Wow. No more Shamoon music this week, man.
Oh my god. Achha, normally he was releasing one song from Watermelon every week,
I was
right?
looking forward to the next song.
Achha.
Aur mujhe lagta hai ki ab usne apni feed ke upar wo dal diya hai. Juice out now because he's not putting up any new songs. So I think that is his signal to say that there are only two songs in this album, which is horrible. Yeah.
That's not cool, man. Shamoon, if there's by any chance you are listening to this, right?
He's definitely listening to the podcast. 100%. Man. It's like the fourth time we're mentioning him.
Shamoon to bahut bada fan hai.
Fan girl, hum uske upar karte hain, wo hamare upar karta hai. Like it's both ways.
Yeah, Shamoon, if you're listening to this, man, please, brother, give the people what they want. All right, we need some more songs from Juice.
Yeah, we need some more juice, bro.
We need more juice, yeah. That's what it is.
So like my Apple Music and my YouTube has started recommending me other artists.
Ay, Shamoon,
and like, yeah, man. Lekin main abhi full on wo depression denial mein hun ke this is not possible. So like I'm listening to very old songs of his.
Huh.
So like that's how my music journey has been.
Shit, man. This has been a pretty sad week for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. Realize. It's like nothing huge happened this week. Or iske ilawa, well, I was considering going on TikTok though.
It's a whole TikTok debate. It's good that you brought this up, actually. I like this.
It's like I've been trying to stay off of TikTok and like purposely I stuck my head in the sand when it came to TikTok because I didn't want to get associated with it. Because it's a full Gen Z type scene. Hai hai. Or like it's all cringe festive and nothing else.
But it's very good.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
And like, tell me, what have you seen on TikTok? Kind of generalize the types of videos that you've seen for me.
Yeah, types of videos I've seen is like cringy dub smash type videos.
Dub smash, which song is it?
Those musically wale gaane nahi hote the.
Like koi fits a Punjabi gaana.
Full on Punjabi Sidhu Moose wala gaane. Like, I don't know, man.
What, koi Prado hogi piche?
Prados and flexing fake watches and
fake
phones.
Watches. Prado to like normally inki hoti bhi nahi hai. Sometimes, if it's not with Prados, it can be flexing with any car.
Oh,
that doesn't
bro.
Matter.
Papa keh rahe the ki tum meri Prado ke sab video bana lo, theek hai? So like we have these Prados as well.
And like, have you ever noticed that all the cars that they show on TikTok are just so crazy customized, yaar? Like lights bhi acha, they've converted their Fortuners into the LX570s, if you've noticed that. And all of their
I would do that, waise.
You do that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, waise,
why
acha?
Not?
I feel like
it's like a budget LX570 for me.
A budget. Yeah, but we IBS for these things. It's not about the boy syndrome, man. We're both suffering very badly from this.
So, iske andar main wahi soch raha hu ki I think I should explore TikTok. Like, I took an oath to myself like 2 years ago that I'm not going to delve into TikTok.
Huh.
But now I'm considering it very strongly.
Yeah, how about this? How about we make a Burger Boys TikTok yet?
That is a possibility we can explore.
Ab hum bhi kar sakte hain dub smashes musically type. We can put some Punjabi
no,
Sidhu
Moose
gaana.
No.
Bro, we can do it. Hum bhi yaar, we have good faces, mashallah, right? We have good voices.
That's why we chose audio only format for our content, right? Because we're that confident about the faces.
And then it took us so long to make our logo because we had to choose the best goddamn photo of ourselves to choose. Man.
And yeah, the photos everyone sees on our cover art is like the best photos we came up with.
Yeah, so if you guys think that we're super attractive because of the logo, just know that a lot of work went into those pictures, okay?
Bas yaar, iske alawa aur... Yeah.
Actually, speaking of pictures, right? Let me tell you something. All right, so have you ever noticed, right? Actually, there's like this huge... Why are you laughing? Let me talk. तुझे पता है लाइक दिस बिग लाइक डीएसएलआर का कल्चर ठीक है लाइक एज इन लाइक किसी लाइक जिसके पास डीएसएलआर हो राइट दैट गाय फकिंग किंग ठीक है he's a fucking king right okay man like fucking, like people will get on their knees like please to, like, take my picture right and especially and see now this is where like the whole like mixing of sexes comes into right and it doesn't even matter if a girl has a DSLR guys are gonna be like yaar achhi tasveer lo yaar FB Facebook Facebook ki DP lagani hai maine theek hai IG ki DP lagani hai maine right I'm sorry for sidetracking here, right? But I hate this DP wali cheez, right? I don't like this. I like, display picture be so formal. It's be like profile pic, man. It's not okay.
You would rather say pic and not DP?
DP, man. DP has multiple other meanings too. Okay, no, no, no. All right.
So pic kya hai? Pic. Yeah, I have to pick lagani hai.
Pick lagani to sahi hai. It's better than like snap ya snapshot ya.
Snap is so much better than all these words.
Yeah, phir ek aur bhi cheez kehte hain.
DP.
Nahi nahi like when they say picture ek ek
click.
Ek click nahi ek aur bhi cheez hoti hai. Ek click, ek photo, ek
ye kaun kehta hai?
Wo kehte na yaar.
A photo lagani.
A photo. अच्छा सो माय पॉइंट व्हाट वाज आई टॉकिंग अबाउट
यही मैं कह रहा था ये जो हम अभी क्रिंज कर रहे हैं ना यही हमारा टिकटॉक भर जाएगा अगर हमने टिकटॉक बनाया तो
दैट्स ट्रू मैन
अच्छा यू वर टॉकिंग अबाउट डीएसएलआर गाइस बीइंग लाइक
या तो काशिफ सो वी ब्रॉट अप काशिफ एंड शुगर फ्लन इन द पास्ट बिफोर ठीक है काशिफ जो होते हैं टिपिकल आईबीएस ठीक है जैसे हम हैं राइट शुगुफ्ताज टिपिकल आईजीएस टाइप ठीक है जैसे कि people got upset about the last episode. We're not going to mention any names. Umair bhai is trying to trick me over here. But my point is that if you're a shugufta or a woh man, don't buy a DSLR just so you can take pictures of other people. All right?
Why
you
know not?
I mean? And actually, you know what I don't understand? Actually, why do they think that your Instagram or your Facebook or your whatever is going to be elevated with the picture with the blurred background? Ye mujhe samajh nahi aati. ठीक है
यार बोका बोलते हैं उसको पहली बात ये है
बोका अच्छा सही है ठीक है यार सही है ऑलराइट मैन ऑफ कोर्स
बट इट गिव्स लाइक प्रोफेशनल डीएसएलआर वाइब्स लाइक इट वाज मेनस्ट्रीम बाय फैशन फोटोग्राफर्स इट्स नॉट हर फॉल्ट
अच्छा बट व्हाई इज इट दैट दे हैव टू बी ऑन आवर पर्सनल पेज कोई 150 फॉलोअर्स होंगे उसके ठीक है एंड ही इज पोस्टिंग ही और शी इज पोस्टिंग गॉडडैम पिक्चर्स ऑफ यू नो देम लुकिंग लाइक अबाउट मैन इट्स सपोज्ड टू बी चिल इट्स सपोज्ड इंस्टाग्राम वाज मेंट फॉर फोन टेकिंग पिक्चर्स विद योर फोन
नो
हां
That's Snapchat. That's TikTok.
Achha, okay, even then, people on Snapchat are posting DSLR pictures, man.
No, they're not. You can't post galleries, DSLR
man.
Pictures.
From their galleries,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but it's different.
Nahi, yaar. If we get it, you went out with your friends today, Tige, and you're posting this picture. I feel like I feel like this is just a me hating on this type of thing, Tige, but it really pisses me off.
Okay, boomer.
All right, man. Here we go, dude. Get out of here. Here we go. Just because Umair is like 10 years older than me, right? 20
ये बात तो सारी ठीक है मुझे बता तेरा मुकबैंग्स के बारे में क्या ख्याल है like what do you think
this is like dil ki baat man mukbangs acha mukbangs for people that don't know what mukbangs are cuz every time I brought up this word right people just look at us like what the hell are you talking about right mukbangs are basically in essence it's you're sitting by yourself or with people and you're eating khana and you're talking to the camera right and you're not really you can be talking about the khana you can be talking about something random but you're just basically eating and I watch these personally when I'm alone at home theek hai and I want to sit with somebody and talk and koi aata nahi hai mere paas And I'm sitting there and I'm eating just the khana. It's like someone to have your khana with. So why are you asking?
Even if it's through the screen, like I don't understand the concept of mukbangs.
Yet,
like, theek hai, people make videos while they're. First of all, it's very weird to make your own video while you're having food.
Acha.
Aur dusri baat, why do people watch this content? Like, how did it get so much traction?
Because people are lonely, man. In this generation of internet and goddamn Instagram DSLR pictures, right? People get lonely, man. Theek hai? And I'm telling you, I get lonely, bro. I get lonely sometimes. There's no one to talk to or anything. I want to have khana with someone that can. Koi hota nahi hai, man. That's what it is. Why were you asking about the mukbangs?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to understand this content more. Like
whenever you want to understand something more, that means you want to start something. Iska kya scene hai, bro? But hunda.
You never know. Like, I was thinking about like increasing the content we produce. Like, give the people what they want.
Oh, exactly. See, Shamoon's not giving it to us, so we need
to. So we need to fill that gap. So I was exploring more options we can go through. Like, TikTok is one of them.
Okay. I say, gaadi mein baith ke aaram se, khana double spicy mein crispy khate hain aaram se. Theek hai? Mint mayo sauce ke saath. Right? Achha, for people that don't know, right?
Ooh, ek minute. Bata. So I was at McDonald's the other day.
Okay.
And I asked them for mint wala mayo.
Haan.
And the woman was like, what the fuck are you
man,
talking about?
Man, get the hell out of here. Man, see, this is what the... You can't be working at Pakistan McDonald's and not know about pudine ki chutney ki mayo, man. Theek hai?
First, I said pudine ki chutney mayo.
Huh.
And she was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, mint mayo? And she was like, we don't have anything like that. You're at the wrong McDonald's. And I was like, I don't think this is a thing. And Umar made something up. So like,
wait, so you didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, humne baat bhi ki thi.
End pe mujhe apne nuggets ke saath wohi ghatiya sweet or sour, I think, whatever it's called, that sauce.
Acha.
Woh mili mujhe saath. Like, which, it wasn't a bad experience. I still got to have like chicken nuggets, but man, I didn't get them.
Next time, we're going to go mayo. With this mukbang, we're going to order all the sauces McDonald's has. There's so many nice sauces. Big Mac sauce, garlic mayo, mint mayo, barbecue, sweet and sour, everything, man. We order all this stuff, okay?
Chalo, and we'll let's see how that happens then.
Yep. Bataya, tell me, what's going on? What? Just so with the podcast, we're always normally drinking something. I had a healthy, fresh orange juice. And we have Umer. What are you drinking exactly?
First, I had Coke. Like, it was amazing. It was a golden experience.
Irish Coke.
You just gave me, like, malt 79. What is this
beer?
Shit, bro?
Why are you drinking beer, bro? It's a clean type of show, relatively.
Yeah, malt, beer to nahi hai. It's malt 79.
Bro, it says alcoholic malt, non-alcoholic malt.
Itna bhi scene nahi hai. Alcoholic. Yeah. Waise... एपिसोड कंटेंट हमारा ऐसा होता है कि लगता है अल्कोहलिक ड्रिंक्स पी रहे हैं.
अच्छा मुझे दिखा यार. आई वांट टू ऑन ट्राई टू लेट्स सी लाइव टेस्ट टेस्टिंग. मुकबैंग तो हो गया हमारा.
इट्स हॉरिबल ब्रो.
ओह माय गॉड, व्हाट द फक इज दैट मैन.
So cool. Like, if anyone wants to have a sip of Malt 79, they'll understand what we're talking about.
Why do you drink that shit, dude?
Why do you have that shit at your place,
I'm
man?
I'm not even exaggerating, but then, yeah. Why do I have this at my place, man? Good God, man. 330 milliliters of fucking zeher, yaar. Best before 9 months from the date of manufacture. That, man. Best thrown away, man. All right.
So, like, anyway, from, like, now that we have 3 episodes out by now, so, like, our friends tell us stuff about what they think and what they don't think.
Okay.
So, from a recent person you told me about who was, like, hating on us, like, mad hating on us.
Acha.
Like, super, like, like, sliding into DMs and...
Acha.
Like, she super hated on us. Like, what the hell? Yeah. She basically ripped us a new one. So, like, what do you think is going on in the mind of these haters? Like, people who just hate for the sake of hate.
Achha.
Like, one thing I understand that is, like, constructive criticism or any type of criticism for that matter. Ke like, yaar, bahut zyada background noise hai. You guys... linger on lame topics. Yeah, you talk about lame stuff. Same, you make lame jokes. The sound is not good. That makes sense. But like hating on it for the sake of hating on it, what do you think is going on through the minds of those people?
I think these people, you're either just born a nice person or you're born a goddamn hater. All right? Something happens in the process of these guys. I don't even think, sometimes I don't even feel like they purposely have to hate on, like they're purposely like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be mean to this guy. It's not like that unless they're mad or something. But that happens to me. If I'm mad about something, I'm going to shit on Omer today. Okay? Lekin, at the same time, man, I think that for them, it's just like they feel like they can say whatever they want to, right? And it'll be accepted by whatever. And like they don't. And the other thing is that they don't care about the repercussions. Say whatever they want to say, and then not give a fuck about the consequences.
So you see, hota kya? Like, what are they thinking? Like, agar main kisi pe hate karunga, to uska mujhe kya milega?
See, that's the thing. See, we're good people, right? We're good people. We have good, nice hearts. And we are having good constructive...
cute boys.
Right? Exactly. You see? But other people, it's just like... इनको बस कीड़ा होता है यार. I'm kidding. Yeah. Sometimes it's completely, it makes sense. Sometimes our episodes can be a whack, sure, I guess. All right. Sometimes there can be a little bit too much background noise. Fine, whatever. Why the hell are you still drinking it? What the hell is going on? Stop drinking more.
You know, I finally understood what it tastes like.
Yeah.
You know that furniture varnish that they do to make the furniture shine?
Huh, yeah.
It tastes like that. Like,
तूने क्या वो भी चेक
नहीं उसकी स्मेल आती है ना और लाइक द फ्यूम्स ऑफ इट दैट्स हाउ इट टेस्ट लाइक
ओह माय गॉड दैट्स डिस्गस्टिंग येट होपफुली दो मे बी मरी ब्रूरी मे बी स्पॉन्सर अस राइट
एंड प्रोवाइड अस दोस लाइक बिग ड्रिंक्स
अच्छा
गिव अस द गुड स्टफ अच्छा एनीवे तो
डू द व्हाट डू यू थिंक अबाउट दिस होल हेट
विद यार आई थिंक द पीपल हु हेट ऑन पीपल फॉर जस्ट सेक ऑफ हेटिंग इट लाइक स्पेशली फ्रॉम बिहाइंड स्क्रीन्स They have had like really bad dark experiences in their life. Like, sure, I am personally offended by them. Like, मुझे अंदर से होता है कि यार ठीक है कि जो कुछ भी हम कर रहे हैं तो अगर आपको नहीं पसंद आ रहा तो या तो आप हमें बता दें उसको कैसे बेहतर करें या आप ठीक है ना सुने
हाँ
लेकिन फालतू में गालियां देना हेट करना और लाइक मैं जानता भी नहीं हूँ आपको ठीक है मैंने आपको पर्सनली अफेंड भी नहीं किया तो आप क्यों उठ के आके मुझे बकवास सुना रहे हैं और आपका तो दिन खराब है ही है आप मेरा भी दिन रुइन कर रहे हैं लेकिन दूसरी साइड फिर ये है कि ये जो लोग होते हैं इनकी जिंदगी में कुछ ऐसे एक्सपीरियंसेस हुए हुए होते हैं लाइक आई फील सॉरी फॉर देम लाइक ऑन सम लेवल एंड नॉट बिकॉज लाइक कि हम कुछ कर रहे हैं और वो नहीं कर रहे इस टाइप का बट मुझे ये लगता है कि उनकी जिंदगी में उनके साथ कुछ ऐसे हुआ हुआ होता है लाइक कोई बैड एक्सपीरियंस हो या उन्होंने कुछ नया ट्राई किया हो और उसका उनको बहुत बैकलैश मिला हो या इस तरह की चीज़ें होती हैं तो फिर वो आगे लोगों के ऊपर पोर्ट्रे करते हैं लाइक इट्स अ वेरी ट्रिकी क्वेश्चन एंड अ वेरी ट्रिकी सिनेरियो टू बेस इट अराउंड बिकॉज मेंटल हेल्थ एज यू नो एवरीवन इज टॉकिंग अबाउट इट रिसेंटली लाइक पिछले दो तीन सालों से मेंटल हेल्थ हैज़ बीन लाइक coming out of the enigma, coming out of a taboo, ke like mental health is actually a health emergency. Exactly. Or people fail that. To understand the reasoning behind it. And
the fact that it is a real thing.
It is a real disease. Exactly. Similarly, like you have gastroenteritis or you have coronavirus, right? There are anxiety, mental illnesses which are actually illnesses.
Exactly. These are all real entities.
Yeah. But and like
people don't understand this.
People
right?
really don't understand this. And like anxiety, abhi tune bataya. Anxiety se abhi recently, you know Jake Paul, right? Do you know Jake Paul?
I do.
So Jake Paul jo hai wo ek social media superstar hai, like air quotes superstar.
Uh-huh.
Or he's younger brother of my boy LP.
Achha, LP to tera.
So like he has been through a lot of shit in his life. Theek hai, uske saath bahut kuch hua hai. He has been hung up in so many controversies and stuff.
Sahi
so hai. Recently he put out a tweet in which he said, "Remember, anxiety is created by you. Sometimes you gotta let life play out and remind yourself to be healthy and that the answers will come. Chill your mind. Go for a walk, talk to a friend.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm a psychiatrist ban gaya ye, huh?
Yaar, iski baat sahi hai, up to an extent. Like, to mental illnesses, there are two factors which cause mental illness. One is our actual anatomical, physiological defects in our head or our body. Ke jiske andar hamara hormonal ya phir neurotransmitter imbalance hota hai.
Theek hai.
Jiski wajah se ye cheezein aati hain. And the second is our failure to understand and our failure to think about whatever is going on and try to cope with it. Like, we're in such a fast world now ke hame har cheez quick response chahiye hota hai. And jis tarah we talked about in a previous episode, ke hame apne upar aur time spend karna hota hai. Like, if I'm feeling sad, why am I feeling sad? If I'm depressed, why am I depressed? If I'm happy, why am I happy?
Yeah.
Ye cheezein ab hum nahi sochte. So like, what Jake Paul said is not entirely wrong.
But it doesn't apply to everybody.
It doesn't apply to everybody. People who are suffering from anxiety because of the things they have created or because they're impatient to wait for the results or they want quick reactions, wo anxiety explain that. But anxiety is an actual disease as well.
As well, absolutely.
Which is created by derangements of certain neurochemicals in a body.
Exactly.
So, like, it is an actual disease as well.
And this is not to say that people with mental health conditions or illnesses are haters. We're not trying to relate that at all, right? Even though there might be a correlation between the two. But the point is that we were just trying to understand what goes on in the mind of a hater, right? And why it does happen. Because neither Omer and I are crazy haters. And again, here we go. I'm sorry for getting distracted. He's drinking the Malt 79. I'm trying to talk about the mind of a hater.
So anyway, everyone, like, we tried to keep it short this time because the previous episode was like very long and we went on and on.
Exactly.
So basically, this is an end to this week's podcast and we'll try to come up with better content for next week. This was super rushed. And people who are listening to us on Anchor, you guys are most welcome to send us voice messages. Like, we have activated voice messages on our podcast. So, like, exactly. You guys can let us know what you think about it. You can give us, you can criticize, and you can even hate. Hey, we welcome hate.
Please, we
want. Please hate
it.
On us.
Please do a shit on me. All right.
So, like, please send us voice messages. You can ask us questions, and we'll try our best to include some of the top voice messages in the next episode we record. So please communicate. And people who have been asking us about when our podcast would be released on Apple Podcasts, we have resubmitted our podcast again. So hopefully we get a positive response in like a week.
Yep.
And
so it's right now it's on Anchor on Spotify for the bigger platforms. Please listen.
Listen to Anchor, Spotify, and hopefully Apple coming in
soon.
Yeah, probably by the next episode we release, we might be verified on Apple Podcasts. Let's so like that's the end of this episode. And
I've been Omer
signing out.
Goodbye.